coming up on Beef Boys.
Anyway, don't please play us this cool voicemail.
Yeah, so this is the voicemail she got. Wait, what the fuck? Wait, hold on.
The only reason reunion. I saw this is because Jared sent it.
Yeah, like, you know,
do you not
Wales?
Do you not know what Wales is?
Like the animal?
No. There's a country named Wales right next to the UK.
There is?
What the Doplex.
Hi.
You had a topic that you were so mad about that you DM'd us before the show started. And we're in the green room and you said, let me on first.
While our power was being fucky, Sabrina received a mysterious phone call from a...
At 3 a.m.
Wait. Explain the power thing because most people won't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. So we had like a crazy storm here in Dallas, Texas. And
Andrew put Dopex's full address on screen.
Yeah, please do. And it basically fucking wiped out our power, so that was cool. But nice. While we were chilling in the dark down in the living room, Sabrina received a mysterious phone call from what was labeled as a hospital in San Diego. And you know, sometimes you get those calls and you're like, oh, it's just like a scam, like we don't know anyone in a hospital. And so we Googled it, and it actually was from a hospital. And then she received a voicemail that I just want to play for you boys because it caught us off guard. So this is a voicemail.
James,
what you eating, brother? What you eating, brother?
It's some mixed vegetables.
Oh, hell yeah.
Real quick before you play this, the phone specifically said it came from a hospital?
Yeah, it said Sharp Hospital.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, man, weird. Usually I've only ever had my phone say it's from, like, the entire state. It doesn't say, you know, like, in fact, that's as specific as it gets. It doesn't say, like, oh, they're calling you from the Wendy's on Burke Street.
Yeah. Well, usually, I mean, with caller ID, it'll show up, like, this is the fucking penis store. But
your payment's overdue.
You owe us money, bitch.
Your dick flies off and starts like flying away like a helicopter. Yeah.
No! That flies away like a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah. Into this guy with a big vacuum. He's the repo man.
Is that how a balloon flies? It goes... I thought you were doing a propeller. That's what it sounded like. You were doing like when it like fucking flies away.
Yeah, when you leave. Yeah.
Babe, I got you a big bouquet of balloons.
I thought balloons in Upside Down Land had propellers for some reason. Yeah. Party balloons.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They can't stay up because it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
That's how
gravity works. That's how mafia works. Anyway, don't please play us this cool voicemail.
Yeah, so this is the voicemail she got.
What the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
It's an elaborate troll to ear rape us.
What is that?
Wait, no, that's not it. This isn't it.
I thought that was the funniest thing.
You almost made me choke on my baby carrots, bro. What the fuck?
Wait, hold on. Why isn't this working now?
What is that?
So what I think
is this a promotion like for the recorded their death right before getting hit by a semi truck? Just burp.
So what I think
is this an elaborate promotion for Five Nights at Freddy's movie? Yes. Bro, are you hitting us with a freaking jump scare right now?
Yeah, Andrew put a little fucking jump scare when that sound plays. What I think happened was I switched it to fucking an MP3 and then I think it just like corrupted. I have it on my phone. All right, here it is.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, play
the old fashioned way.
Yeah, the old fashioned way. All right, here it is.
That's so
my dick sticking to my nut.
Oh, fuck you. You know, you can't even fucking be nice. You can't even fucking show no love and affection. Fuck you then. I fucking hate you. You can't even fucking be nice. You're such a bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, Sabrina. You're such a bitch.
Keep my, this is from a hospital.
Up. Wait, so have we determined whether or not she actually knows this mysterious gentleman?
No,
or is this just a lucky...
So,
it's her dad.
Yeah, so I thought it was like... obviously, it was the wrong number. I Originally, what I was going to do was I even recorded it because I was going to call back and like basically prank them back and be like, hey, you just called like my prank. Really elderly grandmother. She's has this like aversion to swear words. And like, I hope you know you get.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
You killed her.
Yeah. But when I called back, it was like the actual front desk lady at the hospital. And I was like, somebody called us and what? Like they cussed us out. And like, she was so confused. She's like, I mean, do you know anybody here at the hospital? I was like, no.
Not anybody that would call me a bitch.
Yeah, say, I hate you, you bitch.
You can't show love.
Yeah.
Or affection. Was the fact it was from San Diego, did that make your like heart skip a beat for a second? Were you like, oh fuck, someone I know is in hospital?
Well, no, because they called Sabrina. And the weird thing is like we get fucking like spam calls all the time that have like similar area codes to us.
Yeah, I always get the New Jersey. Yeah. Like it's always your hometown.
Exactly. It's so fucking weird. Yeah, so that's what I thought it was. But then like she played it and it's just fucking like angry teenager. She's like, I fucking hate you. You don't love me.
It's like one of the male nurses that was like trying to hit on a woman in a coma in the other room and she wasn't responding. And he went in like the broom closet outside. I was like, you stupid bitch. You don't love you. You don't even open your eyes when I tell you I love you.
You don't kiss me back.
You can hear the heart monitor in the back. He's just like,
you stupid. Beep.
I'm going to unplug your life support.
I'm going to kill you.
You were ugly anyway. You're ugly when you're in a coma. You're ugly, you ugly bitch.
And then her mouth opens and you just hear.
Oh my goodness. That's the best part of the story, TBH. The story itself was really good, but I think that is my favorite
corrupting
part.
On my soundboard. Well,
it just condensed the whole voice message into like a quarter second of audio.
It's like that episode of Family Guy where Peter fucking says the alphabet all in one. He's just like, you know what I'm talking about?
That's great. I've never really had that. I've always wished you see those things where like you get a wrong number and then people like, or like someone texts you and you just string it on for fucking ages. Or every time I have, it's been really boring. It's been like, man, you coming out later.
I haven't had too many good ones.
Yeah. Like, oh, and they hang up.
Dude, one time I got a text from this fucking kid who thought I was like his sports coach, like his baseball coach or something. And he was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it in to practice today. I'm not feeling very good. And
you're cut.
Yeah, no, I started like kind of going with that. I was just like, I was like, you can't keep doing this, man. You're letting us down. Like, you know, me and the boys.
Oh,
like,
no.
If you do this, if you don't make it today, basically you're off the team. And then he straight up replied with, he's like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll try to make it in today.
Bro, that dude could have had like a slightly stretched tendon and you caused it to snap.
Anyway.
Like his leg is fucked for the rest of his life, potentially. They had to put him down like a horse. Yeah.
We were eyeing you up for quarterback, but I don't know anything.
Not anymore.
But I don't know.
In fact, I have a long talk with your dad.
315 pounds.
I've only ever played left guard. I don't know. You looked like you could play quarterback to me. Today was the day. But.
You got a promising career, but if you keep skipping practice,
I'm going to break your fucking legs.
Hey, speaking of practice. So I've been the last couple episodes I talked about the dudes that I'm playing 2K with a lot. We've been playing a lot
2K!
Recently.
2K!
2K! I was just playing 2K right before this with them. And so I obviously don't want necessarily to tell. It's hard to tell like new people that you're like befriending. Oh, I do YouTube. And I have a podcast.
The thing is,
they want to look you up and shit.
I'm gay.
Like, so I don't want them to know. I just want us to be the boys that play 2K and talk about fucking.
Yeah.
Cum.
Yeah.
But so
it's like this, but 2K.
Yeah. So usually all of them are on Sundays. There's like five or six of us. And usually it's only two or three of us on here or there, but like on Sundays it's everybody. But then on Sundays we record beef. So like in the middle of the session, usually I have to like dip out. And this week they kind of noticed that I did it again. And I was trying to be vague. I was like, oh, I got to go like do some work or something.
Yeah.
And then they were all like, hey man, you know, no one works on fucking Sunday night. You're going to get some pussy. I was just being like, hey man, you know, like, no, whatever. And then it was funny because they kept like hyping me up and they're like, yeah, he's going to, hey, let me know when you get back from that pussy appointment, beef.
And you're just like,
Well, and then I'm thinking, like, I'm going to go put on a cowboy uniform and talk to my friends.
I'm going to go get my polyester
cowboy uniform I got off Amazon for $5 and talk to my friends about my penis.
There's no good way to explain it at all.
So I kind of just had to lean in, like, allude, like, I was just like, yeah, no, whatever, I'm going to work. And then they kept up, but then
we're gonna be putting in work.
Yeah, but then that got us into a conversation just about, you know, just about girls, if you're allowed to say that term anymore.
Yeah, if the fucking liberals haven't gotten to that one.
Yeah, we were talking about thurls. We were talking about girls, and they're like, hey, Beef, what are you into? And I'm like, eh. And just to put it out there, I'm not, you know, I've dated white goyles. I'm not against them, but my preferences lie elsewhere for the most part. And we were just having that discussion about that, and then I don't know. This guy says, hey, you ever been with a girl with a British accent or some shit? I was like, bro, you combo a black girl with a British accent, that's like heaven. And he's like, hey, black girl. And he was kind of just trying to be, he was just being funny.
Yeah.
But he was
yeah.
like, hey, you want to pick up a black girl, you got to come in, you know, that might sound a little harsh. You got to be like, oh my, you got to call her like chocolate skin. And I was like, and I wanted to talk to you guys about it, because I was like, there is no way if I told a girl, hey, I like chocolate women, she would think I'm less racist than if I just said I like black girls.
Yeah,
you're getting pepper sprayed.
Which I like all kinds of girls, but specifically we were talking about black girls, and he's like, now you got to be like, oh, what's up, my... you know, like if we were picking up a girl together, you would go up to her friend and you'd be like, hey, what's up with your chocolate skin friend over there? And it's like, bro, I wouldn't say that.
They're trying to get you killed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no way chocolate is better than black.
No, I don't think there's no way.
Maybe if
it can't be.
If you're a sultry black man, maybe that works.
Like, or even just like, you know. Relatively brown, you know, it could work, but I feel like
hey, what's up with your relatively brown friend?
Yeah, relatively brown, like brown adjacent.
How's your relatively brown friend doing?
Your lightly toasted friend,
your Photoshop inverted version of me, friend.
Because I imagine, like, if a white guy were to refer to a black woman as chocolate, I'm just imagining him to look like fucking Kip from Napoleon Dynamite. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Like,
Exactly.
What's the term that I don't know if it's like a, I think it's not a, it's like a negative term, but don't they call white girls snow bunnies?
Well,
a lot of these dudes are into white girls. They're like, hey, the only person I'm settling down with is, you know, Beef. We're gonna have to make some mixed
fat
kids.
White bitch.
We're gonna have to. One dude was like, man, I hate it when I see two white people making white kids, bro. Everyone should have a little melanin. And he was like, nah, I'm just joking. But I was like, hey, man, that's racist. You offended me. But yeah. I just thought that I kind of want to do like a chill. Pranks in the hood and try to pick up a black girl calling her chocolate. What's up, my chocolate goddess?
How funny would it be if you actually did try the chocolate thing and it worked?
And it worked.
It might.
Like, what? And like,
hey, they would know better than I do. But it's just a risky play. I don't know.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just not bring up the race at all. Just be like, who's that beautiful goddess?
I don't think I would necessarily go up to a girl and be like, oh, I love you, black girl.
Black girl.
It would just be like, she's just a girl.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yes.
Hey.
You know how, like, when we see UFOs in the sky, like, and they, like, the fighter jet be looking at them, and they be like, how's it moving like that? It's so, But you know how, like, we can never get good images of it. We can never catch it. It's always, right out of grasp. It's, like, it's confusing. So I was watching my dad play with one of his cats the other day with a laser.
Yeah.
Like, a laser pointer. And it was just, like, and he would like put it on his paw, and then the other cat would fucking attack his paw trying to get the fucking laser. And it's just like they'll go for 45 minutes. Not that he was doing it that long, but like they will never understand it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, what if UFOs are just like aliens playing lasers on us?
Oh, and they're lasering us.
Yeah.
That is so fucking sad.
And we're like, how does it move like that? What are they doing? And it's just because they're pointing a fucking laser at the skyline. Yeah.
The thought of all of human history and technology getting us to these crazy planes yeah. where we can go past the speed of sound just to get lasered
pointed that's by so an AI troll.
Yeah. That would be so embarrassing for the human species.
If that were true, I feel like we'd all accept defeat, and we'd all just be like, man, we're kind of fucked. I don't know. We can't even like,
because it's like the cat will never understand the laser,
right?
So it's like we'll never understand. Like even if we're conscious of that, the UFO is a laser. It's like, can we really ever attain the pointer?
Yeah, I don't think so. We'd still be chasing after it, regardless.
Yeah.
These are the big philosophical questions you'll find on Beef Boys.
You do hear those stories of like how you see a flying object that just like erratically changes course.
Exactly.
I think my mum's partner has one of those. Like he's, you know, just a good old southern farming bloke. He has a UFO that he uses to cut grass with.
He's got it.
He was walking back to his truck through like a field or whatever late at night, and there was like a plane or like a light flying in the sky, and all of a sudden it stopped and then just went vertically up like super fast, and he was all right, cool.
Obama. They should make a John Deere fucking lawnmower UFO. That's like a UFO. And it's like you sit in the middle, and it's like a perfect circle around you, and it's got blades on the whole bottom.
It just makes crop circles.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Crop circles? That feels like something that you hear about as a kid. That as an adult, you find out like, oh no, that's just some guy who does those.
I've always wondered that.
Yeah,
I mean, like the thing is, you see like, you know, you see crop circles, and like they're so perfectly circular. And then you see
crop circles?
Well, you see like the ones that are perfectly circular, and then you see the ones that like people actually do, and they're always like so fucked up. Like they're not perfect circles. They're always like jagged, and like you could tell like they kind of got the rhythm of it. Veer off a bit. I don't know. Like that crop circles are always something that trips me out.
But have any of us really seen a crop circle except in like media? Like have you ever like, I mean, a real iteration of one on the... I don't even know if I've seen one on the news before. It's just, like, Scary Movie 4.
Yeah.
Or whatever that one is.
That's a documentary.
Children of the Corn, or not even that. It's that and, like, the movie that invented crop circles. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like those two
I've
things.
I've seen them in documentaries, and then I've also, like... I used to be obsessed with fucking Google Earth. I would just, like, go around and like, look at shit. And I'd always go to, like, remote fucking locations.
This is Earth.
But this is on my computer. How do they do it?
To be fair, Google Earth, the first time they dropped was like, what the fuck? I can just go anywhere and you just fly
around.
And
put
like
the whole Earth in here.
Yeah.
Feel like you're like a god, like creeping on people, even though like everyone's one pixel.
Yeah.
When I first got my Index, I went on Google Earth in VR and I went like around my hometown.
Yeah.
And one of them is like an old, it's from like the 2010s. And I went to my friend's house, and the picture they still have there, I was like on the street because I was in the VR, and it's just like my friend's dad picking a wedgie out of his ass on their fucking driveway.
You go up to him,
just like fully caught by Google Earth. That's so fucking funny.
Fucking good.
That's awesome. Legend.
That shit killed me. Just rolling up in VR, like trying to fucking move it. And I get around the corner.
I think they still have it up on Google Google Earth, but if you go by my parents' place, it's more like 2012 or some
shit. Drop the addy.
Yeah, I'll drop the address so you can go see it. Me and my dad were like outside looking at a hole. He was doing some kind of
woman lying
digging or something. But we're just how dare you?
It's a woman lying
about my mother.
Dumplings, hit the fucking button.
Me when I see
it comes through before his finger even hits it on my end. That's how fast it is. It's like a hair trigger.
It is crazy thinking about shit like Google Earth and Street View and all these things that like the first time you see them, it's like revolutionary, like, oh my god, this is the most amazing in the world. I could spend the rest of my life looking at it, and then after like a week, like, it sucks. I can't be bothered anymore. I don't know. Like every now and then you use it, and every time you're like, wow, this is still really impressive, but your brain gets adjusts really fast to things.
I
feel like that was like AI a little bit too. Like I don't use ChatGPT for anything because I'm not lame, but it is like definitely a powerful tool. But I remember I fucked around with it like for 2 nights, just being like, haha, I can make it say farts, and then I got bored of it.
Yo,
anyway, hey
Zelda Part 2 Deserted Island question.
Oh yeah, I've got something for you.
And then
boys.
I have something afterwards.
It's more to prove a point.
Okay.
For me and Doplex.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, technically all of us, but I think me and Doplex were the ones
that
led the
charge. I have no idea what
the
part one was, but let's go.
The part one was from an episode we released. Was it last week? Mm-hmm. And we talked about the Zelda moaning. Voice acting.
Oh yeah.
So, someone. Took issue with that, apparently.
Someone who shall not be named.
Apparently we were, you know, being childish.
Yeah, we were sexual deviants.
And I was watching Courtney play Tears of the Kingdom, and she was with the, you know, big titty fairy lady.
Yeah.
She's moaning and groaning.
Uh-huh.
And a question came to my mind. Yeah, exactly. If you were on, and this is to everybody
fuck,
who thought
huge.
We were being silly. If you are on a deserted island and you're gonna survive for like a year,
yeah,
you know, you're guaranteed to survive, but you are gonna be there for a year.
Okay.
That'd be
and
sick.
You have the option to either download an MP3 of Big Titty Fairy Lady moaning or not. Is that going to help you eventually if you need to crank one out on the island? And if your answer is yes, then me and Doplex are vindicated. Because it sounds sexual as hell. That is the Tears of the Kingdom deserted island question.
To answer your question off rip, I thought you were about to make the point that since it's annoying, you wouldn't take it, even if that was the only chance at media you could have. And then I was going to hit you with, yeah, but you that might help you jerk off like a month in. And if you have nothing, like your mind palace has run dry.
Yeah.
So I would take it because it would probably help me jerk off.
There you go.
It would help me
there
jerk off.
Go.
As well.
Yeah, I'm not even on a deserted island. I still use it.
He's got a zoom.
I haven't
and that's the only
saved
thing that's
on my.
That I had one of the most grim memories of my fucking life was I was the place I was staying at the time had no internet for some reason. Like the fuck, I don't know. Internet was down for a couple of days for some reason. And I really wanted to jerk off because I was like 16. And all I had was I had Dragon Age 1. And I knew that there was like, you could have sex in that game at a certain point. Like you go to a brothel. But I knew it would be like Mass Effect style, like fate kissing and then fade to black. You don't see anything.
Right.
But I was so fucking horny and desperate. I was like, I didn't even want to play the game. I was just borrowing it from a friend. But I just like tried to speed run to the point you could get to a brothel. And I got like 3 hours in. It still wasn't there. And I was like, fuck this.
Bro, that is crazy fucking dedication.
That is.
I did.
Yeah, that is horny. Yeah.
I did something similar where I found out that if you did the in Fallout New Vegas, I was probably like 13 probably at the point I was playing this, and I found out that if you did the quest for Gamora or the Gamora casino, it's like one of the casinos, the one with like the pit bosses. Andrew, you did that recently. It's like the mob casino, but if you did a quest line there, eventually you could have sex with like this prostitute that you rescue or some shit. But then it's just like The Bethesda animation like gets in the bed and then fades to black and fade to black. But I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking heavy.
So
and then it got to that point and it faded to black and like just that got me horny enough at 13 to be like, oh, I'm about to go crank out the craziest nut of my fucking life.
Your brain was just like
James said the screen fade to black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fade to chocolate, sorry.
Yeah. It's a good throwback.
Yeah, I feel like I had moments like that a lot too as a kid. Like, because, you know, you're so, I guess, void of material. And when you're at a young age and you just want to fucking, you know, tug on your stupid little wiener for a bit, you like,
on your neck.
You look for any. I remember Soul Calibur 2. Have you guys ever played Soul Calibur 2?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. Is that the one Chris Chan made his counselor and beat up in?
It was that one. Yeah. Exactly that one.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
My God.
There's a character in that game called Taki, like the chip, T-A-K-I. And I know for a fact at least a few of the people who listen to this show will know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about here. But her nipples were showing in the game. And I remember like that giving me like the fattest fucking awakening where it was just like, yo, her titties are just out. And I remember I had like the fucking character viewer. So I would just be like hunched over my GameCube fucking beating my shit.
Oh, yeah, I know this shit.
That's fucking epic.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, the youngest.
That's fucking epic.
Yeah, she got pointy little titties. Or big
She's got like a skin suit on that like defines both of her crazy nips. I mean,
exactly. Yeah,
that's pretty epic.
But I just remember like that, like just being like, whoa, that's boobies.
I didn't look her up because I respect women.
I don't. It's at the point where like when you're at that age as well, you can literally just jerk off to bikini models.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't need anything. You're just like,
well, because you really just need like three good pulls.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Dude, yeah. This is kind of an embarrassing story, but I remember
unlike everything so far.
I know. When I was a kid, I used to fucking draw my own porn. Because like I'd be like, I learned how to draw specifically so I could draw my own porn. And it was always just like, I would draw the same fucking thing.
I feel like that's how a lot of artists are born.
I think so. But yeah, I was super young. So I would draw like a picture of like Rouge the Bat, you know, from fucking Sonic. And like, it was just her like spreading her fucking pussy lips. And then the pussy was
very anatomically incorrect.
Yeah, it was.
Was it meaty?
It was literally like whatever my young brain thought a pussy looked like. It was just like,
did it have a contour with a lot
of lips? It's just a circle.
It literally was. And after I was done, I'd have to like dispose of the evidence in like new, fresh ways.
Imagine a vagina was just like a perfectly shaped dick circle, just like in a girl's crotch.
Just like a little fucking Hoover Jesus.
Just looks like a second anus, but like pink.
Oh, God.
Dude, can you
but
imagine?
It's like open, it doesn't close. It's just like a gaping dick hole.
It's just a permanent glory hole.
Yeah. It just they gotta like put like a cork Jabu Jabu's in belly. Like
the vagina doesn't even like work. It's just a hole, and then Fred the Pussy Monster sucks you off on the other side.
Yeah, there's like those goblin sharks where like the mouth comes out.
You just hear a muffled
deep in the cavern. I wanted to talk about something. I wanted to talk about that bitch. Okay, well, how about this? What if I fucking James, just give us the randomizer. No prompt.
Yeah, give us a randomizer.
I would do the hamburger with your dick and your balls.
Thank you.
I wanted
to talk about the chaotic evil things that we do because I feel like we're all relatively good people, you know, compared to most people on the internet.
There we go. It is Pride Month, after all.
Just one more time for the gay people in the back.
Yeah. Shout out to all my gay names.
Because I feel like, you know, we're not evil people, but every now and then there's little things you do that like probably aren't good to do, but they make you laugh or it entertains you in some way, or it just maybe benefits you in some way. My example, you know, back in the day, I did some, when I was a teenager, did some silly things. I'm sure we all did.
Of course.
The only remnant I have of that, in terms of chaotic things, is when I go to take out Mr. Chips's litter. We have a garbage chute in our apartment building, and I'm like really high up. I'm like 12 stories up or something.
Yeah.
And so it's just this fucking chute that just drops all the way down into the bins. And every time I take his litter out, I don't seal the bag and I just biff it in there. And you just hear this like echo go down and then just like this rain of litter and shit hitting the bin, and it's so loud and it makes me laugh every time. Well, the first time I did it just because I couldn't be bothered tying the bag up, and then it made me laugh so much I just didn't stop doing it.
The dude walks down there every Tuesday night and he's like, who's shitting down the fucking deep garbage hole?
Everything's covered in dust and litter. Yeah,
he just walks in and he's like,
what the fuck?
And also play the other sound. That's the sound of it hitting the skip bit at the bottom.
What the fuck? Nope.
Oh. Oh.
Yum, yum, yummy.
Yeah, that's it. Both
that's him standing underneath every day waiting for you.
Yum, yum, yummy.
Yum, yum, yummy.
But yeah, that's my evil thing I do. That's the only evil thing I do these days.
My chaotic evil thing, I can't think of any other one but this, but I am 100% the dude that you look at when you're driving and you're like, I hope he fucking crashes into a wall. Like, I'm swerving 100%. In and out of traffic, going 100 miles an hour, fucking riding the lanes and shit, like, Jesus. And you're like, God damn, I wish that dude flips over and dies.
Yeah,
but that, I will say, I'm not dangerous about it. Like, I never cut anybody off or anything, but I'm definitely like, I am literally, all I am doing is figuring out how to get like Frogger, like from the next gap to the next gap, so I can eventually get out in front of everyone and just go like 120 miles an hour. Jesus. But I do it as safe as I possibly can, so I'm not like as bad as like dudes in like ricers who are just like trying to kill you for swag points.
See, more like neutral evil.
Yeah, I'm self-serving evil. So yeah, like it's not, it's more like chaotic neutral than it is chaotic evil, but it's like extremely chaotic, so it almost makes it evil.
Wasn't there I remember when you were telling the story about how you run red lights when it's like late at night, and then somebody commented on that episode and was like mad at you about it. Do you remember? Did you ever see that?
I don't even know if I saw that comment. No.
It was something like, you could kill someone.
My dad was a stoplight.
The last words he said to me were
before somebody ran him over. The last words he said to me was no, but well, to that guy, you're in the freaking Matrix, bro. They're trying to freaking control you, dog. If there's no one on the freaking road and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's a red light and you come, you slow down a little bit, you look every way, there's nobody there, and you don't keep going, that's a you problem, bro. I got places to be.
How come all those like fucking
like home to eat my McDonald's?
Goddamn right.
How come all those fucking like Andrew Tate idiots? The only part Andrew? Of the Matrix they say exists are like
Stop.
That you can't call gay people slurs on the internet, and they're like,
and you yeah, like trans cock.
Oh
yeah, but yeah, those two things. But how come they never actually like ask? They never tell you to break legitimate laws. Like they're never like, oh hey,
that is true.
You should run red lights.
Yeah,
or fucking.
That's where I come in.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
you should respect trans people and gay people, and
but also reach
minorities.
For the cops' gun.
But yeah,
the cops' gun. Plural.
When the cops' guns pull you
when
over,
the cops
reach for the cops' guns.
Over, reach for their cute little gun.
No,
side of their feet.
If it's late at night, come to it. Slow down and look both ways. And if the light is red and there's literally nobody around, just fucking go.
Yeah.
That's what I propose to the whole. If the entire world did that, car crashes would not increase by even one crash per billion, because nobody's there. If there's even a headlight in view, if there's even a headlight in view, I will not do it. But if there isn't, I'm gonna
have
go.
Have you ever seen how fast fucking those dudes on their crotch rockets go? They like materialize in thin air. Like they will
just go.
Yeah. Just
what is a crotch rocket?
Little fucking little Asian motorcycle. Bikes. You know, little fucking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, who's riding those at 2 o'clock in the morning with no lights
hey,
on?
Fucking, I don't know. Asian
hey, that's their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that point, it's their mangled corpse's word against his.
Yeah. Exactly. You should wear reflective T-shirt next time, idiot.
He didn't have lights on. He was green. I went. Not my bad.
The light was red. I went.
Mine is definitely driving. What is your guys?
Andrew, you go first. I gotta think.
I will say I'm an epic driver, so don't come in the comments and try to say
epic.
I'll fucking outdrive you in every capacity that driving exists, bro.
Yeah, and if you want to prove it, show up to this address right here. We're gonna have a Grand Prix in the Publix parking lot.
What you have to do is you have to work for two pizzerias at the same time while you're looking. You have to be able to drive without ever getting in a crash for 4 years while using your phone and not even paying attention to the road.
It is
if
yeah,
you can
it
do
does
that
skill,
then you can be me.
Yeah,
and it does character.
I do
and
pay attention, but you know I'm putting in fucking GPS and coordinates. I'm fucking driving. I got both windows down. I got Enzo calling me, and I got fucking Mario calling me, and I'm perfect.
And I'm sending
it's
dick pics.
And I'm getting that? And the pizzas are getting there hot. The cheese is still on the pizza. If you can do that, then you can comment, James. Yeah. But if you can't, fuck you.
Did both the pizza guys know you were cheating on them with another pizza place?
Nope.
Enzo and Mario.
Hey,
hello.
I needed some extra cash.
Was it never like in fucking like romance movies where you like go on the same date on two dates at the same place. Like, was it ever like you had to choose between, oh, fuck, I need to go to Lorenzo's because he's bitching me out about this pizza already waiting, but then fucking Mario's calling me as well, and you're like, you're torn between where to go.
Usually I was pretty good with it because I only did it on, like, it was usually like Monday through, or yeah, like Monday through Wednesday I would do that if I was working Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Like, I would try to get both just because it was usually a little slower. But like Thursday through Sunday, I was really only ever doing one place at a time because then you were getting a lot of orders. But I was min-maxing, bro. Bro, you're you're not working two jobs at once. You're in the fucking Matrix, bitch.
If you pay your taxes, you're in the Matrix, you fucking
Dude, can you imagine, loser? Can you imagine if that was Andrew Tate's thing? He just delivered for two different pizzerias.
He does Uber Eats and DoorDash at the same time. Yeah.
If you're not mid-maxing, then you're
fucking
retard. Dude, I wish we could.
He's not. This fucking accent like fades in and out. I don't know what he is.
I think his family's some weird shit, and then they moved to Britain, but they had already had that weird accent, so then it melded into this weird British hybrid bullshit.
It's like a nothing accent. He speaks just what he speaks.
Wait, Andrew, don't fix. What's your evil... is that how Andrew walks around the streets of Alaska at night and beats children's heads with a fucking hammer?
Just beats.
He walks around with a loaded firearm. He looks for
he makes two homeless people
just looking for a reason, man. Just looking for a reason.
So Andrew purposely leaves his door open at night and just sits in the with a deck chair and a shotgun waiting for someone to look in.
Waiting to enact the fucking castle doctrine.
Yeah.
What's your chaotic evil thing, Andrew?
Man, I can't think of anything right now. I don't think I'm too evil of a little guy. I'm just too nice.
I'm just such a nice guy.
I'm just too perfect. I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of Melissa. Don't fix one. What's your evil thing?
I think Andrew's chaotic evil thing is never watching anything good ever. That's my. I'll give that to him. Hey, you should watch this TV show. Hey, you should watch this movie. Hey, you should watch this movie. And he's just like, oh yeah, that's such a good. I've never seen that one before. And then he doesn't. 6 months later, hey, you watched that movie? I just saw it again. Is this cool? No, I never saw it. Oh, okay. That's our conversation about every movie that's ever existed.
I'm gonna niche this down a little bit because.
Okay. All right.
It's not that I don't watch anything good. I watch. I have immaculate taste. I don't watch suggestions from friends.
I see. That is an evil thing to do.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. But it's not specific to you. If it makes you feel better, James, it's not specific to you because I've had friends throughout my whole life basically be like, "You should watch this," and I'm like, "Hell yeah!" And then I'm like, oh, "I forgot."
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I'll check it out.
It's like Peppa Pig the movie. You're like, I'll give it a watch.
Yeah, you got that recommended when you were six, and you're like, I'll put that on the list. I feel like most people are kind of like that in some way. They were like, for me, it's more like seven no's and a yes, like the marketing thing. It's like, if someone tells me to watch a movie, I'm not going to immediately like, I'll go home and watch it right now. But if I'm like bored on a Friday night scrolling Netflix, I'll be like, oh, there's that thing that Jared said I should watch. Yeah, fuck it, I'll watch it.
I feel like there's...
I never like go out of my way to be like, oh, I need to really, you know.
I feel like a lot of people have an ego to it where it's like, I don't want to do something that someone else, like, I want to be the one that finds like something original. I feel like subconsciously a lot of people are like that. Yeah. I used to be like, I feel like almost everybody is like that for some reason, default. I used to be like that when I was a teenager, and then I was like, why am I doing this? I could be doing so much more good stuff. So Doplex tells me to listen to Dance Gavin Dance. Okay. Kudos tells me to give Red Dead 2 a chance again. Okay. Andrew tells me to fucking become Christian again. Okay. No, but I find, and this is...
You are a very open person, I will say.
I found...
You do
and I'm not trying to brag. I'm trying to say for the sake of everybody listening. Mm. I'm not saying this to brag. Take... Let go of that weird ego, because everybody has it. That's like, well, if they found it first, then they're telling me they think they're better than me because they found it first. And now if I listen to it, it's telling them that they were right and then they're good. And then I'm just listening to music your friends like and they want you to listen to. Watch some movies your friends are really into. TV shows they recommend. It'll only enrich your life. There's no competition
for,
to
for
it.
Greater reference, there's a documentary called Yes Man starring Jim Carrey, which I believe is about this
documentary.
This is about this exact thing, which is also a movie recommendation.
Like, I would like do to everything. I'm just saying, just specifically with media, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would like to clarify, just in case anybody. I don't not watch things because I think someone's better than me.
Sure, right.
I simply don't do it because I forget. I'm really bad at making myself watch stuff. I have things that I've personally wanted to watch forever, and I haven't watched it because I just don't ever do it. I don't know why. Yeah. I have a hard... unless someone puts on a movie, I rarely watch a movie
for myself.
Like,
American Beauty... Peachuli Rage Compilation 37. Peachuli.
Peachuli Rage Compilation.
He's
going to
win every time. He's going to win.
He's like,
I don't win.
I haven't seen a good movie in like 3 months. I don't know what's going on.
I just don't watch stuff. Like, I don't really sit down. I'm playing video games more than anything. So it's like, if someone's like, oh, you need to watch
this
TV show.
Game recommendations, anything.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really people recommend games that much, though, these days. Usually because I'm playing with them at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you guys should check out Gay Sex.
Yeah, I'll add it to my list.
Don't fix what evil thing. I know you do something fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, right? Because like, I feel like growing up, I did a lot of chaotically evil shit. Not like out of animosity, but it was just things to like make myself laugh or make my friends laugh.
Okay, it is probably more chaotic neutral because you're not doing it specifically.
Yeah.
With the intent of harming someone else. You're really just serving yourself, and it may in some way affect another person, but that's not why you do it.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to fucking pee in stores because I thought it was funny. Just like, you know, like pee on products or...
That's chaotic evil.
Well, yeah, but I was also like 8 years old, and I was, you know, I finally...
Serving yourself is just as evil as trying to unserve someone else sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
a good point. Yeah.
Like,
I was
you know,
like,
they didn't get slaves just because they wanted fucking people around. They got them so that they could serve themselves by getting their, you know, fucking groceries from the field.
That is true. That's a good point. But I mean,
whole bags of groceries.
Yeah. But I think for me, it was just like, yo, my penis, it's kind of portable. I can pull this out whenever. And just like, unleash. Like that was my actual thought process.
What's some residual evil that has come with you? Because we know all the old evil.
Sure.
What's some residual evil you still have?
I mean, they definitely come in waves, right? Like there will be times
like my penis.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like for example, Sabrina and I were at Target yesterday, right?
Is that when you tore down that Pride thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I saw the underwear for tucking and I flushed it down the toilet and I peed on it. There was this Mario plushie that was just like misplaced. He was in like the furniture aisle. So just without thinking, like there was zero thought process that went into this. I picked up that Mario plushie, I bent him over, and I made him do the goat scene, and I walked away. And I don't know why. I didn't laugh. I was just like, it was just like something I just did instinctively.
Just stone face. Like,
yeah, making Mario do the goat scene.
It's like an origami, like.
Yeah. So then I walk out
and then walks away.
Yeah, he's just fucking spreading his butt cheeks. I'm like, job's done.
I love it.
I mean,
I think you say you biffed him over like six aisles.
I do that sometimes. Well,
that's fun to do.
Yeah, there was. I think I talked about where I fucking hucked a little Among Us plushie.
Oh yeah, that's right. And I found that video that was literally that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you should like, man, that's kind of the stuff I'm talking about. It's like that was chaotic evil, but it's really funny. So you kind of justify it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, I recently got like a little salt gun that I showed you boys.
Yeah,
that's kind of been
lawful good killing fucking.
It is.
Haven't chased Sabrina around with it because that'd be the first thing
I have
I'd
not
do with Emily.
I mean, not
Sabrina.
I have not. I've been tempted to, but yeah, I mean,
do it
I feel
after
like,
this episode.
Yeah, I was gonna chase her with the little.
Do it right now. Make her run in front of the camera, like gonna, fucking drive her to the room and make her run in front of the camera like Scooby Doo.
I'm gonna execute her ISIS style with the salt gun.
YouTuber holds book in front of girlfriend's chest and tries to shoot salt gun. Wait, baby Gronk.
So both Dopix and I put this in the penis points. This is probably the most important news of the decade. That's really, I don't know if there's anything more you want to introduce us with, though, Flix, but this is important stuff.
Yeah, so this is, you know, I feel like, where to begin? Where to fucking begin?
I feel like it's almost, we don't need to. I think we just, should we just let it speak for itself.
Yeah, let it speak for itself.
Libby just convinced Baby Gronk to commit to LSU. Baby Gronk is the number one college football prospect in the country. He averages 300 yards and 5 touchdowns a game. On his visit to LSU, Libby rizzed him up. Libby even hugged Baby Gronk. He might be the new Riz King. Whoa. Do you think Baby Gronk will lead LSU to a national championship?
I
think I've only just realized what makes this guy so unnerving. See, he doesn't blink.
I feel like you can tell he's like kind of drooling a little bit. Yeah,
baby gronk
Liz fucking rizzed up the fucking stupid blonde bitch, and the drip king is fucking he committed suicide. He was found dead due to fentanyl overdose.
Well, I remember some dude I was on YouTube with, or like just some fucking guy, he was like in a group chat that I got put in years ago, was like, you should cut out all breaths and blinks if it doesn't really severely interrupt
blinks?
The flow of the video.
Wait, cut out blinks?
Yeah. He was like, cut out all breathing and blinks and just like get everything as close to fucking as possible.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I feel like this guy probably doesn't blink, or he cuts out his blinks, because it's like he's got like such severe imposter syndrome because he's such a fuck. But TikTok just makes famous because like they just, it's just like post enough and it's gonna give it a shot, and then fucking Baby Gronk stans will follow your page for the next 14 years. So he was just like, well, this is how I leveled up my content. I cut out the blinks.
I heard, I just heard the thing you said.
Rise and grind.
Yeah. You know Coco Melon, that fucking show for children and babies?
Apparently
that's actually like causing developmental harm to children.
Yeah, it's actually making kids.
Because it's so like,
I called it,
snappy jump cutty shit that like it's giving kids like fucking, you know, attention disorders and shit, because there's no breathing and there's no time for them to process, like their brains are fucking mush because they're a child.
So we've had guests on this show we've had guests on this show, or maybe it was you guys, I think it was a guest though.
We
not
had
that, all the guests have been
on.
Wonderful and I love all of them. We had Cocomelon on the show. No, but and we had this conversation, and then it kind of boiled down to like, they're like, you know, we just think all the stuff we had was good, and we think all the stuff they have is bad. And it's like, no, I'm right. It's causing lumps and dents in the heads of children because it's not normal. Yeah. It isn't good for them.
To be fair, the same thing was said about Teletubbies, because they just speak gibberish, and apparently there was kids who are like, who watched that religiously, who were like just speaking.
I'm not in defense of Teletubbies.
No, I'm just saying, but like, there's been good and bad examples. I'm just saying, there was a similar example when I was a child.
Fuck
as well.
Teletubbies.
No, I hated Teletubbies as a kid.
But think about then who could make Teletubbies and get it on a network.
Yeah.
And then think about now who can make Cocomelon and put it on fucking YouTube and go hashtag YouTube Kids.
Dude, honestly,
and then get it in the YouTube Kids app.
Honestly, Teletubbies was some like fucking, like that is like the prototype for.
I fucked with Teletubbies.
Like,
well, I hated how they showed the videos twice, because I was like, I've already fucking seen this. I don't want to watch the, because you know they like show like those stupid kids like, you know,
oh, like on their stupid little belly TV.
Yeah, and then they were like again, they just played it again. And as a kid, I was like, I've already seen it.
And it's like a fucking man being beheaded.
Hold on,
show me the vacuum cleaner that can suck really hard.
Put your dick in it, Tinky Winky.
Can you imagine how like. Like the absolute fucking balls you have to be like, all right, we need to fill a 20-minute TV slot. Let's just show the same video.
Yeah, let's
twice.
Play the video again.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it.
Yeah,
Tinky Winky rizzed up the vacuum.
That's like some 2014 like Rice Gum shit. Like, oh, I need to hit the I need to hit the 8-minute like marks that YouTube gives me mid-roll ads. So I'm just gonna like put blanket, you know, blank footage for the last 5 minutes.
Put chocolate.
The baby son had a fentanyl overdose. Now it's perpetually nighttime in the Twinkie Dinky universe.
Twinkie Dinky. All right. Actually, hold on, wait, real quick. I have a question about this because what's really unsettling about this? Yeah, we have the whole saga. We'll watch it.
Yeah, but, no, there's more.
Yeah, but what I want to know, and I don't know if you boys know the context behind this, but is that child having sex with that fucking 17-year-old woman?
I don't think so. I think
because
if you click on the first one,
oh my god.
Holy shit. All right, so this is a college football, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why is this fucking 8-year-old kid having sex with this chick?
I don't think they're having sex.
He's not.
But why is he there? Why is it his girlfriend?
So I don't think it's his girlfriend. I think this fucking idiot is just.
But he
like,
raised her pedophile. He stole her from the Drip King.
No, this I was just interpreting it as that he just saw two pictures and was like, okay, so let me imagine in my mind palace this 13-year-old kid butt naked having sex with an 18-year-old girl. Oh, I'm really liking this. All right, let me turn this. You know, he's just a fucking pedophile, bro. Like,
Baby Gronk rizzed up the fucking stupid bitch.
No, I think Livy rizzed up Baby Gronk.
Oh, yeah, it's Livy.
It's a
Gronky. Gronky baby.
Livy found dead in my trunk.
Baby Gronk fell in the river in Lego City.
Baby Gronk
shot
just
in the
stole Livy from the Drip King. On his visit to LSU, Baby Gronk rizzed up Livy, and they started dating. Oh, they are so in love, Baby Gronk got Livy's name tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, that's a tattoo. I think that's a tattoo, too.
Yeah, they definitely tattooed. Yeah. I like how... Tattoo artists definitely tattoo 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how they went back over it at certain parts, like you do with a pen when you're trying to fill something out, but that's what they probably did with the tattoo gun. Yeah.
Maybe Gronk the new Drip King, or is Livy just using him for clout?
For clout.
Yes.
It's different. So that those two first videos were the same video. Right. I just want to read it. That was he said always, the same thing.
Yeah.
He flips who rizzed up who.
Okay. That is true.
But otherwise,
so his reporting is already in question here. Okay. The integrity of this guy's reporting.
Gotcha. This necklace is definitely real. I just wanted to. I like that a lot.
Baby Gronk may have just found his rival. Livy Dunn's boyfriend, Baby Gronk, is the number one college football prospect in the country. But his number one spot was just challenged by his new enemy, Baby Diggs.
It's a parade inside my city,
Baby Diggs is an elite player who plays both wide receiver and quarterback. He is currently the number one football player in the class of 2030 in New York. He also called out Baby Gronk to 1v1 him.
Baby Gronk, I'm calling you out 1v1.
Who do you think would win the 1v1? Baby Gronk or Baby Diggs?
Baby Diggs.
There's something really funny about saying saying what then someone immediately says afterwards. Like you could have just played the clip.
Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk.
Livy Dunn.
No.
AKA the new Riz King is the number one college football Riz prospect King. In the country and was committed to LSU.
But to an insane asylum.
He's been seen on recruiting visits all across the nation. He's even met with Nick Saban and Deion Sanders. Livy is not happy about this. She might even get back together with the Drip
King. No.
Do you think
no!
Livy will stay with Baby Gronk or get back with the Drip King?
How do you not wake up every morning? How do you not wake up one morning and just want to fucking put a knife through your own throat and like watch yourself in the mirror die because of how worthless you are?
If I was
doing
him,
this.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd be cleaning my gun. Just like,
yeah.
Can I just say, I wish I lived in Doug Lex's mind where he sees someone like this say that Livy is dating an 8-year-old and he's like, so. It's real.
Yeah, Dumplex just believes stuff sometimes.
Like, yeah, you just go along with shit. It's a very childlike view of the
when
world,
I first
I
saw
like.
It, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, this is kind of genius. Like, if this is like satire, like, it's actually really funny. But then I'm like, I don't know if it's satire. I can't tell.
If it is, don't give him that out. Because he probably thinks, oh, I'm doing mad comedy and no one even knows it.
Well,
and also I'm getting famous.
Yeah.
This is not funny
fucking
level of comedy or irony.
No, listen, I agree.
This is pathetic.
Right, I agree. But here's my reasoning. It's only funny in the sense that like this is how people act, right? So it's like if this guy is finding this niche of like how these douchebags act and how they create content over just nothing, then like that to me can be perceived as like ironic humor.
No.
But I don't know. Is this satire? I can't tell with this guy.
Can I show you actual satire?
Can Baby Gronk lead LSU to a national championship? We don't know.
Baby Gronk? found dead in his Beverly Baby Hills Gronk home. Has committed
war crimes in the Balkans. Gronk is only 9 years old, but he's already violated the Geneva Convention 40 times. He committed unspeakable acts against unarmed civilians in the former Yugoslavia. And he averages 5 touchdowns a game. On Baby Gronk's recent visit to the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Ayatollah Khomeini raised him up. Inshallah, Baby Gronk up. Will be the new Inshallah. Do you think Baby you Gronk will be raised. Tried at The Hague?
That's a really good, especially of his editing. That's a really good, just interpretation of it.
Yeah, that was good.
See,
that
that's
good.
Comedy.
Yeah, that's comedy.
That's comedy.
Shout
that's
out.
Comedy. That's comedy.
Is this her or no?
Maybe. I don't know. Whoever like it is, you're funny.
Shout out Jobs Can't Find Me on Twitter. Yeah. I think that is her.
Yeah.
That's funny. So just really quick, the context on Baby Gronk is, his dad is like a huge douchebag that's like living vicariously through him.
Uh-huh.
And he's really not that great at football, but they've been like training him to be like a football star since he was like 5, and now he's like 12.
Yeah.
And his now his dad runs all his social media stuff and is joke. Like what?
My son Madden.
He named his son Madden. His first name is Madden. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Is it really? That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. That's God. Pathetic. But
Madden.
So his
football.
Dad runs his social media and like does all this stuff. And like I saw a tweet from somebody. I forgot to put it in probably, but it was like a journalist that runs a like some kind of Barstool, but not Barstool, but like another sports internet fucking blog or whatever chair. The fuck, and they were like, this dude's dad like spams us every single day trying to like get us to promote him and like write articles with him, and he always says he'll fly him out and they'll do interviews and he can get him in touch with Livy Dunn and shit. So his dad is just like his dad's like, he's been eating a regimen of like salmon, chicken and brown rice since he was like 6 years old. We practice football 6 days a week, and then so
man.
It's just like a whole media campaign, and like he's just using his son to like want to be good at football, I guess.
So,
and it's really
so
pathetic.
Wait, hold on.
So my old Baby Gronk becomes like a cybersecurity guy, just like nothing in the sports realm. I hope he finds happiness outside of football.
Yeah,
it's like the male equivalent of those, like was it pageant mums or whatever, you know?
Oh,
like the women who just like train their daughters to be in these pageants their whole lives, and it's not what they actually want to do. It's pretty much that, but a kid doing football.
For little boys.
All right, so Andrew submitted this like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so I.
Oh, this
the
is your
only
family
reason
reunion,
I saw this is because Jared sent it. Yep, it's my family reunion. So Jared sent this to me, and it's a group of white supremacists trying to march in time.
Wait,
and
sorry.
That's all
Wait,
it is.
They're trying to march into what?
They're trying to march in time, like learn how to be
the
like
ground
a late
has
epic
time, like the herb that.
Yeah,
there's time all over the ground.
All over it. They have to get it properly
masked
for their white supremacist epic bread or whatever.
I see.
No, they're trying to be like lay epic white supremacist
left,
militia.
Left, right, left.
And
Andrew, wait, Andrew, did you just go
right, left, right?
No, I said left.
Okay,
left,
you were just
right,
really
left.
Out of sync with me, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. I was about to say, right, left, right.
Well, that's probably what these guys say just to make it non-liberal.
Nice. They don't use
fucking facts, brother.
Yeah. Facts.
Facts. That's why they're confused, because they're going right, right, left, right, right.
They don't have a good drill sergeant.
R1, R2, L1, R2. Let's do a DJ San Andreas cheat codes.
Now watch this in time marching.
Oh.
Oh, perfect. Yep. They're going to be rolling up on drag shows any day now.
Any day now in... He gets it every
Where
once in a while, this middle guy.
That was nice. They're completely off.
Imagine they start doing river
Let's
dancing.
Do it again. Come on, guys. Come on. This is literally like a marching version of that scene from Django where they're all like,
they
I can't
doing?
See shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, they just can't get it right.
Yeah. The fact it's recorded as well meant that they were like, oh, this is going to strike fear into the hearts. This is epic.
It's like
people are going to be so scared of this.
It's the footage of like the North Korean military where they're like breaking bricks and stuff. They were like, we're going to be epic like that.
This is a great This is a great representation to me of like modern politics. There's no reason that if you really care about something, you should be practicing marching or some shit. But it's just like all these dudes just, they just, it's just like the tribalism has just gotten to a point where we just want to meet up and like be around people that agree with us wholly and then have friends. Yeah. It's like these dudes don't care about like going and doing anything, or they'd be doing it. They just wanted to all get in the woods together and march and talk about Yu-Gi-Oh.
They
wanted a game store to play D&D at, except instead they can talk about which race is the fucking worst one.
You know what, these guys which one is just the play least airsoft. Epic. That's what these guys actually want to do. Yeah. They want to pretend to be in the military, but they're too scared, or they didn't pass the fucking physical.
Can we add music to this?
Yeah, put a die dog circle.
Hey, play. It's a lot better. They should have added this to it.
Now it's kind of jovial.
This is like a liminal space.
Yeah, this is kind of cool now. Yo. I kind of like what they're doing. Hell yeah. Whatever cause you boys are doing, I support it.
I'm with you boys.
See, this music changes the mood entirely.
It's true.
Yeah.
These just seem like some good old boys hanging out in the woods.
You know, like when you're playing like a sport or something, it's like you have to bring, it's like, all right, baseball season starts April 11th, come in for your physicals, and then you make sure you bring a cup and batting gloves.
Yeah.
It's like, do you think that they had to show up and it's like, all right, everybody make sure you go to Bed Bath & Beyond. They have a special on pillowcases this week. You really need to get the silk linen one or it's not going to sheen the right way with ours.
And
do you think like they
t-shirts.
Had to bring those, or my boy in the
he seems black like the type of guy to supplied them? He seems like the type of guy to pass them out. He seems like he'd be like, "No, I got you, boys. Don't even worry." He probably even ordered a pizza too. I'd wager to say
one pizza, and it's cut in 16ths, and everybody just gets one little one.
and a
little plastic cup of Coke.
Yeah.
Now, one of those. I remember going on school trips or whatever, and they had these drinks. They were like, it was definitely just a New Zealand brand, but it's like cheaper than Coke because they didn't want to splash out for that many bottles of Coke. So it's like it's like dog shit, like the cheapest thing you've ever seen. It's abysmal.
It's cock.
Have you guys heard the news?
This is the NBA finals.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So for those who aren't aware, a friend of the show.
That's where the mask is.
Dream.
That's what the point of the mask is.
Famously revealed his face. Nigh on what, like a year ago now, probably about that.
He tried to put it back in.
Yeah, he I guess he couldn't handle the public scrutiny, which
he couldn't
fair,
get up off his mattress.
It was quite. I mean, literally, it was trending. He's ugly when it happened. When he his face. James, give us Dream's reaction to his face reveal.
He's got
on Twitter.
A fat dick.
I'm over here stroking my dick.
He's a masochist, bro. He got turned on by it.
Yeah.
But so he anyway decided that he couldn't handle the jandal, and he deleted his face reveal and he posted another.
What's
the jandal? Because the face reveal was "Hi, I'm Dream," and this is "By
Many
from
jandals.
Dream." It's very deep.
No,
and then he got a mask.
I can't get over that image.
He got a mask made that he would wear in public, and people were like, "Nah, surely that's just a bit." And then this photo here from the
NBA Finals Game 4.
Fucking idiot!
This is Nikola Jokic in the left third of the frame, and then our boy Dream, and then what? I'm assuming the dude next to him is I can only assume he looks like a good old YouTube white boy right now. It's like that's sappy or whatever.
It's so funny because
him
it's
and
like
sappy. He paid like $10,000 for that seat to not be able to watch. He has a paper plate
that's
over
true.
His head.
I didn't even think about that.
It's literally just to get attention. This is what he wanted is for everyone to take the picture.
He looks
like that's Dream.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking disembodied emoji just floating in the fucking stands.
That's the funny thing, right? Because if you know, you got scrutiny for your image or whatever. I get that. That is shitty. But like, this is definitely a ploy for attention. Because
for attention,
if you wanted to just blend in, you would not wear the mask because everyone would be like, oh, it's some other white guy in the fucking crowd. Yeah. Also, the people in the crowd are like this big on the fucking screen. But now you've got this big cartoon mask. You stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Bro, you look more retarded than you would have if you just didn't wear the mask.
As a fan of sports, you can look all up and down this picture. You can see all these people are dialed in, staring at Nikola Jokic shooting goddamn late game free throws. Yeah. You got a bitch in the bottom left corner. She is 90 years old, trying to see the Nuggets win their first championship in the fucking Nuggets history of the franchise. And then you, 50,000 people dialed in, witnessing history. And then one fucking attention-seeking loser fucking with a stupid fucking paper plate on his face.
Nah, that's a good point. Honestly,
God damn it.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him. He stole that seat from another rich person that could pay $25,000 for that goddamn seat.
He stole the seat from the
riff. We should feel bad for that
rich
person.
The riff has to be up in the fucking seats all the way at the top.
That's not the fucking
rap. Yeah, well, Dream stole the seat, so he had to go sit up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not work the game.
He had to sit behind Santa, off-duty Santa Claus.
Yeah, because he can't be on the court because he'd get in the way.
Yeah. The guy in front of the ref, the way the compression of the image, what it did to the shape of his head, he looks like he looks like a picture of the N64 GoldenEye characters, like the guards, where their heads are like these weird, like half 3D trapezoids.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out Dream. So I bet your face, God. I guess.
It would be so funny if someone had just like accidentally beamed the ball and it like snapped
his mask
just
half.
Like pure, just right in half.
Just like, but I understand, baby Gronk, right. Raised up Libby.
Raised up Libby done.
Right.
First question.
First name question. Last name.
Last
question.
Name penis.
Slippy Dong Bag asks, grower or shower? Personally, I'm a grower, but it's not really growing out, but wide. More of a cheesewheel type situation. All right, so we're talking about
are you more of a shrinker or a stinker?
Does your cock stink or does it retract into your body? Tag a mate who does fuck all.
Tag a mate who's cocked as fuck. I'm definitely a grower, which is fun because you can like
grower.
I've got the
Do
you ever sometimes when it's like small, you push it in real fucking hard and it looks like an egg dick?
The thought of that makes me cringe.
I do that.
You guys
I
be like putting your balls and dick inside your body, bro. I've never done that stuff.
It freaks me the fuck out. Look at my little fucking acorn penis.
I have a
like,
pussy.
Did your mom ever tell you like if you rolled your eyes back in your head, they'd get stuck that way?
Yeah.
No, but that's a fucking
My mom always used to tell me that.
About your penis?
So when I was like, if I push my penis in, it'll get stuck that way. And I don't want that.
But then you also fondle your balls like 24/7, which I don't do. Yeah.
So...
I'm just saying, we both fiddle our dicks in different ways.
We do be fiddling.
Well, I'm not sticking them back up inside my cavities.
I don't put my balls
That's
inside
all I'm
me because
saying. There's
I'm
nothing
scared.
Wrong with it.
I never do that my balls because I'm scared of getting like... Because sometimes you feel like you can push them in way too far, like they'll be able to go up into your ass or something.
Oh, I've never even tested that.
It's
in
not
my
cool.
In my... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, but your dick, on the other hand, that can't go inside you. You can smush that thing as small as you want and laugh
Bro,
at
what
it. So you got a little acorn penis.
You know how like it pushes back into the skin?
Yeah.
What
if you push it so far that it pushes out into the skin backwards and then unfolds the other way and then it doesn't come back out?
You have a dick hanging out inside.
Out your Yeah, exactly.
Come back,
it re-unfolds like back. But in my mind's eye, you guys all have big holes under your nuts and I don't because I've never even tried to even ever feel if they could go in me.
Wait,
so
like
to me,
about that
to me mine is like closed up and my nuts are just like hanging off me like truck nuts and there's no... entry into my body for them.
Like you could cut them off
that's,
and then
that's,
nothing would happen.
That's for me.
Like they wouldn't even bleed. It would just
there would just be like a Barbie pussy under like in my cooch. Like there's nothing there.
Doesn't even connect
blank.
To anything. Yeah.
I got a Kyle XY ball sack.
Yeah, your balls are DLC.
Yeah.
Just stapled on after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm also a grower and it's funny because I've had girlfriends in the past be like after you know after you're done fucking and you're just laying there and it's just like and then your dick get all small again they be like hey yo how this thing like it's so small right now and they're laughing at me but then when it gets big again they only laugh a little bit at that point they most of the laughing stops
it's more of a
I get to the last laugh
yeah they're only laughing a little
yeah Andrew so. are you a stinker or a pinker.
Oh yeah, no. I said early on, grower.
Oh yeah,
I'm not hanging.
Who the fuck's
dong.
A shower?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely showers out there. Like, For me,
they exist.
Yeah, I'm a grower at different stages. It's all dependent on the weather, right? Hear me out. I've read this thing before that is so true, and I want to know if you guys know what I'm talking about. But when it's hot, you get those good dick days. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, I don't even need to be a grower today because
and
like
the Red Dead 2, when it's cold, the horse's balls. Wait,
did you not know that until you read a gamer article?
Was it a gamer article?
Did you not know that?
He read about the horse balls.
Yeah, he read about it in Red Dead 2. He read about it in Red Dead 2. I've known that probably since I was like 11 years old. I was like, wait, when I get into cold water, my balls get real tight.
So I've known that since, you know, forever.
Okay.
But no, as long as I've had balls.
Yeah, for as long as I've had my cop, which not very long. I just got it. But like it's a very specific like thing when the weather's just right, you could just be chilling and your shit's just like, you know, you're just chilling.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you got lotion.
I'm so hot right now. I definitely my penis feels engorged. But then,
and also like the opposite's true. Like I said before, you mush it down when it's real small. There's some days when it's so cold, like in the winter.
Yeah,
after I've had a shower, it is so minuscule. I'm like, man, that is a small penis. I'll run and show Emily because I'm like fat. I'm like, you need to see how small it is.
Look at how small it is, babe. Cut it off.
I remember one time I was like in my pool with my girlfriend, and then we like went to my room and it was like, oh, jerk me off.
But then I took
my shit off and it's like we just been in the pool for like 2 hours and it was like cloudy out, so it wasn't even that hot.
Yeah.
And then it was just like I was taking my pants off and I looked at my own dick and it was like so small, water shriveled up prune penis because I was in the chlorine pool and it was cold out. I was like, never mind. I gotta go home.
My tummy hurts.
I have to go to the bathroom.
She jerks you off with her fucking pinky out.
Do you guys get this? Fucking sometimes when my dick gets like 15% engorged, so it's like it's filled up and it's like hanging, but it's not at all like hard or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, at that point, it looks like it still has so much left growing to do. And it's like, oh my God, yo, if someone saw my dick like this, they'd think I am massive. But then it does the other 85% and it just kind of goes like up.
It just lifts a little bit.
It just looks so good.
I will say though, on days where like if for some reason your body like keeps that like 10 to 15% just like plumpness to it for like an extended period of time, it makes you feel so cool.
You do get a confidence boost.
I gotta say, for the showers out there, you guys must walk around on cloud nine.
Yeah,
just like this shit like is swinging right now. I kind of wish I could do that, but you know. It is what it is. We got the little pink. Just cold.
They did a South Park episode about that. It was like all these different characters in the show needed anger management, and it just turned out that they all had baby penises. It was in reference to like the national average. Everyone with baby penis. It was just like they were basically just saying like, dudes with small dicks are fucking annoying and angry all the time.
Was it
fuck
the one,
you.
They're like all the bikers and stuff, and like people with loud cars and shit. Was that that?
Yeah,
was
yeah. That one? Yeah. Or I think
no, that was more, that sounds calling him fucking F slur.
All I know is that Obama ends up lowering the national penis average, and then obviously their penises don't get bigger, but they get closer to the average. So then no one's mad anymore. they don't feel under
Obama
average.
Thank you, Obama.
Shout out Manscaped for this fucking sponsorship. Not actually sponsoring the podcast, but every time you shave your fucking pubes and you look at your fat hog afterwards, you're like, God damn, this is great.
That's what I'm saying.
I could take this That's out what I'm saying. Town.
Yeah, there's something about
But then it looks like a little too nothing there. It's like, maybe I should have a little something here.
I don't know.
It's like, you need like a mustache or something.
I've started...
I like pube stubble.
I've started leaving like just a little bit because
You do like a fade.
Just top. Put a nice like flat top.
I do a little arrow towards it so you know which way to go.
Yeah, I forget what I was gonna say.
You said recently I've been doing a little
mustache.
Oh yeah, mostly because I'm a big fat man, and if you go like too bald, looks like
duh.
It doesn't look great. It kind of looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I agree. I feel you on that. That's. Terrestrial Mega Squid
asks, when the Beef Boys reach 1 million subscribers and have an army of loyal fans, which small country are you invading first? Realistically, probably we'll all go to New Zealand and live there in a commune.
We're invading Ukraine. Yeah. We're gonna finish. It's never been done
before.
Yeah, we're gonna finish the job that Russia
started.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking and go in twice gone? As hard. And we're gonna fucking we're gonna bring it home, you know, a win for Putin.
I've said this a few times on the podcast, but I don't know why Wales still exists. The Great British Empire should have absorbed them while they dominated the rest of the world.
Wales?
I don't know why they're.
Yeah, like you know,
do you not
Wales?
Know what, do you not know what Wales is?
Like the animal?
No, there's a country God. Named Wales right next to the UK.
There is.
What the.
Wait, no, I want to hear this. Like, there's a country called Wales?
Yeah, they're the Welsh. You never heard of Welsh? The Welsh?
Dude, I'm
Welsh
I'm,
people?
I'm geographically. I know nothing. Yeah, but
bro, this like... is racism.
Wait, continue.
What if
wait,
I was like, Mexico?
You've seen the flag that's like the big red dragon?
What? They have a dragon, okay. Not a whale as their flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not spelled well, they're not, W-H-A-L-E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Continue, James. I want to hear about this.
W-A-L-E.
I want to hear about these whale people.
Well, basically, there's just a little stupid country of people that speak.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that flag?
I have seen that flag. I thought it was like a food logo or something.
I thought that was the Food Lion.
The Food Lion story. Anyway, continue.
What?
The whales.
So Wales, it's just this stupid little fuck off country next to the UK,
uh-huh.
And it's like the British dominated from like India to North America,
okay,
and everything in between for like 1,000 years, and for some reason they never took over this stupid fuck off little fucking Wales country, and they speak over there. It's like they speak like half English, but it's like you ever it's like these they speak like Sims. It's like. They, like you get like two Simlish. Words of it, but then the rest is like Hinga Dinga Durgan.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's strange, but I've just always thought, why the fuck has no one, they barely have an army. They don't, they're in the worst position ever to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, so if we were, and I've said this multiple times, I said this to Josh Strive Hayes. I said it before that they deserve to be invaded. And if we could, it would, us four will lead an army to Wales and take over that stupid country.
Shout out Wales. I fuck with Wales.
I have no problem with them. They just don't deserve to still be their own country.
We want to take
a lot of the,
someone should
like
invade them.
A lot of the, I think the Elvish language in The Witcher is all Welsh, pretty much. Like if you've ever seen that in the game or in the show or whatever, like it's a lot of like they'll replace vowels with Ys. You know, so
they got
like,
that really funny town name that's like 15 years long.
Oh yeah, yeah. like 50 like letters or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll take over Wales.
Yeah,
I feel like I get along with some Welsh people. I feel like we share a lot in common.
No hate to them.
Oh yeah,
just, no, we exactly. Can tell
they're, just, they're there to be conquered.
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
like someone once said,
the flag is cool. Yeah. We can just add a little beef theme to
no,
it.
No, I want the flag.
Yeah,
and we're good.
The flag is dope. Yeah, we just got to throw like a hamburger on it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yo, Andrew,
put the dragon
eat a hamburger. Yeah.
Andrew, put Joji right here.
Okay.
In a nature setting, Wales is meant to be conquered.
Oh,
he pulled it in.
All right. Sega Evan asks,
Sega.
The boys get a tour of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. What is your ironic and whimsical demise? I would be beaten to death by Oompa Loompas with rocks.
I do really like this question. Yeah. This is such a funny one.
James would see a beautiful
well,
chocolate
to think
woman
about it.
And go and say...
Yeah, be like a mermaid in the chocolate river. Yeah, yeah, be like she'd be singing a siren song to me.
Yeah.
But it'd really just be like two Oompa Loompas in a coat. Like there's a I go behind the chocolate waterfall like a video game, and I'm thinking there's like a chest there, but really it's just a bunch of Oompa Loompas waiting to beat me up.
No,
you're
thinking,
having like a whole
there'd
moment.
Be, there'd be a beautiful chocolate woman, and you'd go up and you'd be like, "Oh, hey, my black
yeah,
princess."
Yeah, she lures me,
and then
yeah,
she's
exactly,
like,
exactly.
She's like, "No, I'm chocolate," and then you get fucking jumped.
And she lures me into the chocolate river waterfall, and then that's where they jump me.
And that's the last we ever see of James.
But if I survive, there's an epic level cape up there, and it would make me look so cool.
Fly. I'd walk into a weird like back door that I'm like, oh, wonder what's in here, and I'd open it up, and it would be this weird liminal space.
Yeah.
And I've prepared a song for you guys from the Twilight Princess.
You better talk about how you die after the song, though.
Yeah.
Could you guys want to hear the song?
Yeah, I'd love to hear the song.
Kudos will get stuck in like a rhythm game like Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Gavolution.
If he misses one step, all the Oompa Loompas he's dancing with like turn on him and fucking jump him. They like rip him apart limb by limb and eat him.
Yeah, I would die by.
But if he perfects it,
I would die by the fucking what's that thing? They did it in Family Guy where they had to fart to get down the little fan.
Oh, the fan one. Yeah.
The boobly juice.
Yeah, no, that's how I'd die because I've always wanted to do that. I thought that was.
Don't picks would go into you'd walk into a room and it would be a goon cave, but for chocolate bars, and you'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna pull my cock out.
Doplex walks up to the fizzy lifting drink and he's like, "Cerveza," and then he drinks it all.
I would do
and then
that.
He floats. To, he goes. Off, exactly he immediately goes straight to the fan and dies and blows up.
Gets chopped up into tiny little pieces.
Andrew, how would you die?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Gunshot to the head.
You get gunshot to the head. You'd get molested by Willy Wonka and he'd fucking kill you to dispose of your body.
Yeah, Andrew would get like indoctrinated into the Willy Wonka religion.
Yeah, I wouldn't die. I would end up just being like, these guys are cool. I think they got some good ideas.
Cool.
All right, this is from Klaus.
Klaus.
In parentheses, flawless embeds.
Okay.
For Andrew specifically, I've been planning a Christian cringe movie night with a friend for because I showed her the Jesus Man.
Jesus.
And she didn't know what it was from. I wanted your suggestion for one, two, three of the most goobered movies you can think of. Supplementary question, which alcohol do you suggest we consume during the many times we need to pause for air? I'll leave that one to James, actually.
It's a
as our resident bartender.
Wouldn't it have to be wine, wouldn't it? The blood of Christ?
That is true. Yeah, if you're doing Jesus night, come on.
Blood of Christ.
You could do sangria, make the wine a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. We'll go with that. We'll say sangria to get fucked up. As far as movies that I would suggest, just for like pure funnies that you're going to have a good time with your buddies, I think God's Not Dead is one you should watch just because it's probably the most famous at this point and it's just notably terrible.
Yeah.
And then you should follow that up with one that I haven't watched, but I've always wanted to. Skip the first two because who cares, but the third, Revelation Road. It's basically Mad Max, but Christian, and it looks hysterical.
Oh, my God.
We have to watch that.
I want to watch that.
I'm down to watch it. We can watch and do a Patreon thing. That'd be so fun.
Can we also, can I suggest as well that you watch Sunday School Musical? Did you watch that one?
I don't think. I'm like
High School Musical. It's a Christian parody of High School Musical. It's not good. It's not really that funny, but it is Sunday School Musical that alone carries it.
We're all and then in this with
to
Jesus.
To finish it off, you gotta go with a Kendrick Brothers classic.
Kendrick Lamar classic.
Kendrick Brothers.
They make the best shit out of anybody. There's no one doing it quite as cheesy as the Kendrick Brothers. And I think I would say Facing the Giants. It's a football movie. Christians love their football movies.
Yeah, brother.
It's awful. It's got crying scenes. It's got the band Third Day.
Did they co-op the New York Giants for it? Because that's bullshit, bro. New York Giants fans don't believe in fucking God, bro. Fuck you.
No, I think it was just like a high school team.
Didn't have nothing to do with them two Super Bowls about 15 years ago.
That was true.
David Tyree and Eli Manning and motherfucking Mario Manningham.
I can't remember who did it.
That's David Tyree.
And John Ball guy.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, no, I think they went...
or Armani Toomer? I don't remember.
I think I don't think it had anything to do with the New York Giants. I think they were taking a rather literal approach to the David and Goliath
Giants,
type thing.
Okay.
That would make sense, but
wait,
it's
maybe they were facing the Giants. So the Giants were like the Satanists, which I accept that role. So they were facing the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants were the big meanie head guys that they had to beat at the end.
Classic biblical story.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah.
David and the Giants.
So that would be my lineup for you. That's the three and just drink a ton of sangria like
James
said.
Can I suggest one?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So they showed this in CCD when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, I think.
Cock, cock, dick.
I've been trying to find it for a long time. Cock, cock, dick. No, Christian Catholic day school. I don't know. But I've been trying to find it for a long time, but I have not been able to, but maybe you will be able to. Backdoor Sluts 9.
Incredible! Nobody can catch you. You're the real